I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. A good Friday morning, a football Friday. Not a ton of excitement with the Jets or Giants, but you do get to see Josh McCown and maybe a little bit more competent of an offense with the Jets. And then Monday Night Football, of course, we see Eli with maybe a last chance to keep his job for the rest of the year. A new contender emerging in the AFC that we are familiar with a blowout win last night on Thursday Night Football and some hot stove this morning. Boomer, good morning. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing good. I'm a little tired. You know, the game last night, I was just fascinated by how unbelievably easy Ben Roethlisberger made it look last night. 22 of 25, what, 350 yards and five touchdowns. And, I mean, it was a performance. It was really one of maybe his best performance ever. I know he's had some bigger games yardage-wise and stuff like that, but he was flawless last night. And last night was everything you love about Ben Roethlisberger as a quarterback. You know, sure, moving around in the pocket, you know, bouncing around, making extra plays, and throwing the ball downfield. I mean, that offense last night now all of a sudden is right up there with the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Chargers. I mean, the AFC playoffs have the potential, assuming that everybody stays healthy, and God, I hope they do. The AFC playoffs has a chance really to be spectacular this year in terms of the scoring, the quarterbacks, the wide receivers. I mean, I'd hate to play defense in any of those games. It's not going to be easy.
Right, that's what it's going to come down to, is which one of these teams is going to have the best defense when it counts. And the Steelers had major struggles early on. The Chiefs give up a lot of yards, but it's sort of the nature of the way they play the game. But they get after the quarterback a little bit, and you see the Patriots sort of get a little bit better, better, better every week. So I still, and the Steelers have been really good, and they've won a bunch of games in a row, and last night was a statement game for them, and all the Le'Veon Bell stuff that's swirling, and they've put that out of their minds, and they kicked the crap out of the Panthers. But I still can't put them in the Chiefs and Patriots league right now. I still can't. I still, at this point, to me, it would be a shocker if it wasn't a combination of the four teams that we said just earlier this week in the Rams, the Saints, the Chiefs, and the Patriots. And you got to keep this going to the end of the season for me to start to believe it's going to be otherwise.
I got to tell you, I think the Steelers are there, man. They are. And the reason I say this is because of just the explosive plays that they make. And you have, whether it be Antonio Brown or Juju Smith-Schuster or this kid Vance McDonald, who, you know, who doesn't love that kid? And then the story that is James Conner, big, strong offensive line, but the quarterback is playing out of his mind right now. He is just, that was vintage Ben Roethlisberger football last night. And I don't know how else to put it. I mean, he had one of his best games.
Yeah.
You know, now it's a short week. You know, the Panthers, I don't know.
Defensively, they didn't
come to play.
Terrible.
They did not come to play. No, they haven't been terrible.
Yes, they have
last
been.
But the last night, they really were terrible.
They're so bad.
They gave them a ton of points to the Buccaneers last week, too.
But late in the game after they had taken a lead. I would say that it was, 9 out of 11 possessions the Steelers went down and scored?
Well, think about it. So, opening drive, the Panthers are up and down the field. Like, Christian McCaffrey wasn't touched. They score a touchdown. And the Steelers, first play, Juju Smith-Schuster, 75 yards. And then,
where's the defense, man?
Right.
Until there was a pick six.
Yeah, and then the pick six from Vince Williams right after that. But, yeah, so the Carolina Panthers, man, you want to take them seriously. Right. And they had won. They were 6-2 going into this game. But, I mean, can you after last night?
Well, the interesting thing is that now all of a sudden in that division, the Atlanta Falcons are getting healthy. They're going to get Deion James back. They signed Bruce Irvin on defense. Matt Ryan's playing exceptionally well now the last month. And that team is at 500. And that team is a team that you could see that maybe come out of this, the abyss of 500, and make a run for the end of the year. I just don't think that they're good enough defensively. I think that's another offensive team. Like, all the teams at the top of the NFL food chain right now are all offensive first teams. Maybe, just maybe, with the exception of the Patriots, who only gave up 17 points to Aaron Rodgers last week. But that would be interesting watching them go on the road of playing against the Titans this weekend as well. That's going to be an awesome game. But for me, it's like there is no defense.
Yeah, I know. And that's why you think, and you look at the Rams roster of all these really good teams and who's going to emerge as the Super Bowl contender. Remember last year's Super Bowl, by the way, too, there was no defense game either. But who's going to emerge as the contender? You would think that it would be the Rams that would have the best defense with all of these names, whether it's Aaron Donald, Sue, Peters, Tlaib, all these guys. But Peters has been terrible. Tlaib has been hurt. They went out and got Dante Fowler Jr. to help with their pass rush. But, I mean, nobody's defense with those contenders feels like it's a real legitimate unit that they could carry that team to a Super Bowl. And I wonder if it has a lot to do with the offense, because these offenses are so quick, they score so fast, they put up a ton of points, and just the nature of that is going to lead to defenses giving up hemorrhaging yards and points as well.
Well, here's what I think. I think that if you are the Saints and the Chiefs, you got to hold on to home field advantage. And I know we got a long way to go yet, folks. I understand that. But you have got to hold on to home field advantage, because your team's at home. I think in the case of the Chiefs, it's their defense that plays so much better at home. In the case of the Saints, playing in that dome, they have a completely different passing attack than they do when they go on the road.
Right.
Especially if they have to go on the road, like, say, to an NFC North team. If they have to go on the road to the Rams, I don't think it'll be an issue in terms of throwing the ball. But if those two teams hold on to their respective number one seeds, then I can see those two teams in the Super Bowl. Definitely.
Yep.
If one of those teams, you know, just slips up ever so slightly, and let's say the Chiefs have to go to the Patriots, or the Chiefs, I doubt it, but have to end up going to Pittsburgh, I could see that being a problem for the Chief defense. I really can. But I just think, like, now Pittsburgh, Kansas City, the L.A. Chargers, and the New England Patriots are your four top teams in the AFC. And I know I'm not really putting, you know, Deshaun Watson and Houston in there, because for some reason, I just don't think that that's a team that can go on the road and win, like in one of these other three cities. I just think that those four teams are amazing. It's what an amazing potential playoff run we could have.
Yeah, absolutely. In both conferences, with all the offense and all the fun games that we could have, I still feel like that Chiefs offense and what Mahomes is doing is just so special, and the only team that could slow him down is maybe the brilliance of a Patriot team and Tom Brady, like they did earlier on this year. That's how I feel right now in the AFC, and all these other teams, it's just hard for me to slot them into that level, because I think Mahomes has been that good. I don't think he's going to all of a sudden slip back down and be a normal quarterback. Right, he's only going to get better.
So let me ask you this question, all right? So let's just talk AFC for a second. And let's talk three playoff games. I don't even want to talk about a wild card game. I only want to talk about the divisional series, the championship game, and then the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm going to predict that whoever comes out of the AFC is going to score north of 120 points in those three games.
Okay, yeah.
Which would mean they would average 40 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, it could be... Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll give you 35 average, but it's going to be close.
Right, exactly. That's why I think it's going to be an amazing run to the finish. And I think we saw one of the teams last night. And I'm not saying that Carolina with Cam Newton is capable of anything. They can get to 10 wins. But I don't necessarily know that they can, with that defense last night and that performance we saw last night. You know what was amazing last night?
Yeah.
Watching Ben Roethlisberger. You know, and did you see Eric Reed get thrown out of the game last night?
Yes.
So he gets thrown out of the game, and after the game, they ask him, what were you thinking? He goes, well, I didn't even know you could get thrown out of an NFL game. I'm like, how do you not know that? Well, you know, he was not in training camp, and I know they signed him late, due in large part, I guess, in his eyes, the flag protest and all that stuff, and he's been back, about a month now? And I didn't really think that... Did you think the hit was, worthy of getting thrown out of the game?
This was the first one that I thought... Wow, I was a little bit surprised that they went the way that they did. All the other ones that we've seen ejections on have been pretty clear to me. This one, it didn't surprise me, but I guess this one was a little bit more questionable than the others.
I almost felt like Eric Reed was diving over the top, and it was his hip or his midsection that caught Roethlisberger in the head. It looked worse than it was, and I still think he was trying to actually not hit him.
Well, that's the point, right? So it's a bone of contention that
we're ever going to get the answer to.
If you're going to dive at a quarterback who's already in his slide like that at that point, then your intention is to hit him in that target area. Now, he ended up missing him, and for the most part, I mean, not like going helmet to helmet and drilling him to the point where he was laying there in pain, but still the intent was there. It just wasn't, the hit wasn't as clear as those other ones
were. I thought Ben Roethlisberger's reaction after the thing told me all I needed to know, that he did not feel like it was a cheap shot. Like, he felt like it was one of those in-between shots, and it was going to be, he was going to take a hit, and he was okay. Like, he got up, and I know that his offensive lineman and everybody responded to it, and rightfully so. But I didn't think it was as bad as everybody made it seem to be, and I didn't think that he should have been thrown out of the game. Now,
he did go forearm to the head. It just wasn't helmet to helmet.
I thought it was his hip that hit him in the head. I think they should be allowed to review these plays, just like they do in college.
Yeah, with the targeting rule. Yeah.
I don't know why they don't review the plays. That would be one of the things I think that would help the defensive player, at least, because a lot of, you know, in this case, I don't think he should have been thrown out. But be that as it may, the Steelers win, and it is a great performance last night. Now, you know, we around here at WFAN, we have a lot of things going on around here. And I have to say that I am proud of my partner.
What?
Now, for those people that are watching on CBS Sports Network this morning, I'm going to hold up the New York Post, and look who's on the back page. Our very own Greg Giannotti's on the back page. And you got to love it. It says FanDuel. And, you know, the playoff of the fantasy FanDuel site and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Big Mike screaming at you, and you looking over to him, and you know, got that look in your eye and everything else. And you guys got, you know, just ripped it up yesterday. It was just, it's awesome being a part of it. And I just wanted to say how proud I am of you.
I don't believe you. Are you being facetious here or what? I don't get it. What are you doing?
Dude, I am not being facetious. I am not. We have been in the paper a lot lately, and I just want to say thank you for being the professional that you are and sticking up for yourself and really just, you know, going out there and just having at it. Now, I would also say, Al, I'm going to need your help on this one, because I know you are kind of like a detective in many ways around here. You like have the pulse of the internal aspect of this station.
I do.
You do, right?
Pulse.
You know everything.
Sure, knows people, everybody, knows all the part-timers.
Right,
the
make sure he goes up to him and says hello and good morning
right.
to every employee.
But somehow, some way, he gets like inside info. That's the point I'm making. And you always have inside info. You come in here and you give me inside info all the time.
I'll whisper to you.
Right.
Psst, Boomer.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I believe that there's a leak
station.
There's definitely a leak.
I did
Deep
see
throat.
That.
Yeah, right, because I was reading the article that Andrew Marchand wrote about you two guys. And there were things in there that made me a little uncomfortable, because I feel like somebody is divulging some things in regards to, you know, like, say, our program director, Mark Chernoff.
This is Mark Chernoff reporting live from City Hall on Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I saw that. When I read that, I went, that's going to be a problem.
There's a leak, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a leak. Definitely a leak in here. And you guys are going to end up, you know, putting, you know, Mark into retirement if this continues like this.
You know, so something like this, obviously that part of it's going to bother him. But the whole idea of this feud on the back page,
yes.
Is that something that he hates or he's okay with because he's seen worse things?
I don't know. I'm just saying, and by the way, you should have had a bigger picture inside.
Well,
the paper. I don't know why
right.
You know, Mike got the bigger picture than you do.
I will say that you have to question some of this reporting, because
why?
There's a line in there from the Carlin and me fight,
yes.
in air quotes.
Right.
Where it says that Carlin said to me, blank you. That's inaccurate. You want to know what the real phrase was?
Yes.
It was go blank yourself.
Okay.
So I don't know where that person's getting that information, Marchand. I don't know who your source is on that,
right.
But it's go blank yourself is what he said to me. So I don't know if you want to do like an online edition correction with that or not. But Al was saying this before. You get on the back page of the paper for something either really bad or really good.
This is good. This is good stuff. I like it.
So, you, but this is sort of in between, right?
Like
this
is great,
right? This isn't you did a really bad thing or you saved a baby out of a tree, right?
But the point being is that it makes us over here look chaotic and disorganized and a mess and people throwing things at each other. Meanwhile, we're all here and that has not happened. Mike doesn't come here. Like Mike works at home, so I don't know what else to tell you. So a lot of this stuff is sparring from afar, as opposed to actually face-to-face like you and Carlin when you guys were sumo wrestling out in front of the building.
There was no physical contact.
And you hit your head on the pavement, and then you got up and you kicked him in the groin.
No, I wish that stuff had happened.
That was awesome watching that. Yeah, that was great.
As Boomer watched from a nearby Uber, right?
Isn't that
the line in there?
Yes, that is the line in there.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, though, that in here is that there's like some, like, you know, like if you read it, you're like, oh, somebody said something to Andrew,
right,
who wrote this, and he's got good sources,
right?
Because, you know, the texting part and all that other stuff, and, you know, back to Chernoff from Mike and all this. I mean, you know, that's kind of like somebody in here is doing something. And that's not me, by the way, because, you know, Andrew did reach out to me and I did not respond to him.
Right.
Because I knew what he was doing and I couldn't wait to wake up this morning and read it.
Yeah, so all these guys, right, all these reporters, except for Raceman, I haven't heard from him.
You haven't heard from him, okay.
So, like, they'll reach out, they'll send emails, and I say the same thing, which is, we will, anything that you want to hear about, we will respond to on the air.
Yes,
because
exactly.
That's what we do. Because why am I going to tell you something instead of say it on the air? We can have everybody listening to us.
Sometimes it does not look right in print anyway.
Right. It's like yesterday. I mean, it's when you it's a part of the whole show and you're saying these things, it's one thing. When you pull out the quote, you put it in there, it's another thing.
Right.
So, whatever. I mean, I don't think I'm... You said you were proud of me for this. I don't know if I'm proud of myself for this or not.
You've come full
circle. I don't know how to feel about this.
You were actually... I think we were referred to at one point in time as intern radio by somebody. But anyway, you've taken that internship and you've created, you know, your own firestorm. And think about how proud you should be. I'm sure all your folks back home, all your friends in Bellport, you know, when you walk into Painters Now this week tonight and it's happy hour and Ed Geo's in there doing his thing... I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be like, man, you have now fully arrived.
Yeah, I suppose you could look at it like that,
yes.
But I don't know. I don't see it like that.
How do you see it, Al?
Yeah, I see it that way, because listen, when all the New Yorkers get off the subway and they're passing by the newsstands, there it is.
There it is, Gio.
Right there.
They know who Gio really is.
Right, I guess I look at it that way, that there's, for the show, you know, people that maybe didn't know or... Right. Weren't listening as much or whatever.
But you still have not arrived, because I asked Alexa yesterday, who is Greg Giannotti?
Yeah, she said she didn't know.
Well, she didn't say your name correctly.
Yeah, Giannotti.
Giannotti. Yeah, or something like that. So you haven't gotten, Alexa hasn't gotten caught up with you just yet, but maybe this will do something for you.
I'm not finding anything here.
I was listening to the warm-up show with those guys, Al and Jerry, and they were debating whether or not I should... take this and frame it and put it in the house. And I don't know if I'm going to go that far. I mean, you know, like the stuff that you've done in your life, charitable stuff, like that's the stuff you frame, right?
No, no, no.
You don't frame a fight with Mike Francesa.
Gio, this is, you have made it. That's the point. I don't know how to put it any other way. And I will say this. I like your picture better than Mike's.
Well,
on the back page. I think you look handsome there.
Oh, thanks.
I think you're carrying off the show very well.
Oh, thank you.
You like to wear your headsets.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Thanks. And by the way, I hit the 30-pound loss mark this morning.
Look at that. Everything's all going well in Gio's life.
30 pounds lost.
Nice.
So this picture's from a while back. My hair's a little messy, a little fatter face. But hey, you take it, right?
But I think it's great. I just – and for you to – you know, to look at yourself on the back page of the paper, now you know what it feels like.
I was trying to explain to my wife, I was like, you know, people do care about this, you know? She's like, I didn't realize this was a big deal at all.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going to send her this picture because she'll be awake now, and I'll say, remember when you said you didn't think it was a big deal? Well, now it's on the back page of the paper.
Yes, it is, and it's all over the blog sites and everything else, and I think NJ.com wrote an article yesterday about us being the number one sports team in the city because of all the, you know, bad sports teams in the city. So we are the place to come and bitch and let it rip and talk about your teams and everything else. And we're going to do that on the other side of the break. When you come back, look, we got the Jets, we got the Giants, we got the Steelers last night. We also have a lot of this stuff. People taking shots at Brody Van Wagenen in now.
I mean, this was coming.
It just never ends.
I mean, you knew that was coming, though, right?
Yes.
You make that leap from where he was to where he is. That was coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.